Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jacob Lindberg.
You know, the suspect himself said he threw something over in a grassy area.
Moorhead State University shut down part of campus this morning during an investigation.
Police are looking for a man accused of sexual crimes against a child.
Six people are facing charges after a raid on an Olive Hill home.
The trial date for the Boyd County jailer has been set.
Health officials say West Nile virus has been found in southern Ohio.
In sports, the Reds face the Nationals in Game 2 tonight at 7.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 65 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A campus warning to avoid the area between Lappin Hall and 3rd Street Eats has been lifted. Moorhead State University officials sent out a tweet at 1:45 this morning telling local residents to not enter the area due to an ongoing police investigation. Campus Police Chief Merle Harrison says the warning was issued in response to something a suspect said during a nearby arrest.
Moorhead City Police was investigating the hit and run. I believe they located the vehicle somewhere along 2nd Street. The driver took off running toward campus. And then in the process, the investigation determined the suspect alleged that he threw some narcotics in the area of Lappin.
K-9 units were brought to the scene early this morning, but could not find any trace of those narcotics. The area has been reopened to the public for several hours.
Kentucky State Police are looking for a man accused of rape, sodomy, and unlawful imprisonment of a child. Corey Bumby was last seen heading near West U.S. 60 in Bath County. The crimes took place early this morning in the Ridge Road area of Owingsville. The victim is under 12 years old. Officers with the Flemingsburg Police Department tell WKYT they believe Bumby may be attempting to flee to Illinois, California, or Oregon. Bumby is 6'1" and 180 pounds, with red hair and a goatee. He was last seen wearing a black hat, gray shirt, and khaki pants. Anyone who sees Bumby should call 911 immediately. Those with tips on his whereabouts can call 606-674-2006.
The Lewis County Sheriff's Department is currently searching for a missing teenager. According to the Maysville Ledger-Independent, 14-year-old Dalton Goodwin of Garrison was last seen early Wednesday morning. Sheriff Johnny Bevins says Goodwin left his home on Upper Twin Branch in a black 2013 Chevrolet Silverado. Bevins says the reasons for Goodwin's departure are unclear, though he suspects it may be attributed to teenage rebellion. Goodwin is 5'6" tall and weighs 165 pounds. He has brown hair and blue eyes and was last seen wearing a black t-shirt, jeans, and brown boots. Anyone with information is asked to call the Lewis County Sheriff's Department at 606-796-2912.
Boyd County Sheriff's deputies arrested one man on marijuana trafficking charges. The Daily Independent reports 44-year-old James Prince is facing one count of trafficking in marijuana over 5 pounds. Prince is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center on a $10,000 bond.
Police in Olive Hill say six people were arrested on Wednesday after search warrants uncovered multiple stolen items and drugs found on the property. Officers tell WSAZ the warrants were served in the 3400 block of Blueberry Ridge, just north of Olive Hill. On the property, they found several stolen items, such as a lawnmower, weed eaters, chainsaws, and various other tools. Officers say they also uncovered 24 grams of crystal meth, over 2 pounds of marijuana, several thousand dollars in cash, and marijuana plants growing on the property. The officers arrested Tammy Oney, Ronald Burton, Aaron Dickerson Jr., Trina Hollingsworth, Glenna Gillum, and John Piesheimer. The department says the arrest comes after a weeks-long investigation into the possible illegal activity, and they plan to make even more arrests as the case develops.
A Carter County man could be facing a 30-year prison sentence for drug trafficking. On Wednesday, a jury found Michael Piesheimer guilty of trafficking more than 2 grams of methamphetamine and more than 2 grams of fentanyl. Commonwealth attorney Brandon Eisen tells WSAZ he believes fentanyl trafficking is one of the most serious crimes he sees.
If you're selling fentanyl, you're pretty much a violent offender, in my book. You know, I think it's imperative to get this off the streets.
He says he hopes the jury's sentencing recommendation will be a wake-up call to other drug traffickers. Piesheimer faces formal sentencing on September 4th.
Martin County deputies have arrested 2 people on drug-related charges. WSAZ reports 32-year-old Justin Combs and 36-year-old Amy Mullett were jailed Tuesday night after leading police on a low-speed 2-mile vehicle chase. Combs is charged with DUI, driving on a suspended license, fleeing or evading police, and trafficking in a controlled substance. Mullett is charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both are lodged in the Big Sandy Detention Center.
A Lexington con artist is now in custody. WKYT reports 53-year-old Sherman Denny was arrested by Lexington police yesterday. Area residents had been warning locals about Denny and his scam tactics. He would approach residents and ask if he could use their cell phones to make important calls, ask for gas money and people's addresses, and even ask if he could have insulin shots. Denny was arrested on 4 counts of theft by deception and an outstanding warrant.
The trial date for Boyd County jailer Joe Burchett in a case accusing him of malfeasance is set for October 24th. According to the Daily Independent, Burchett will stand trial in Rowan District Court, presided by Special Judge Willie Roberts. Burchett is accused of willfully neglecting his duties as jailer between March 2017 and February 2018. He pled not guilty in March in Montgomery County. Burchett's attorney, Scott White, argued the jailer could not receive a fair trial in his home county or adjoining counties due to local news reach. Burchett is in the final year of his 4th term as jailer. He's not on the ballot for re-election. If convicted before the end of his term, he could be removed from office and fined up to $1,000.
Health officials have raised an alert in Scioto County, Ohio, where the West Nile virus has been found in mosquitoes in the Portsmouth area. According to WSAZ, the Portsmouth City Health Department reports 3 mosquito pools have tested positive for the virus. No human infections have been reported in the city. Symptoms of the virus include fever, headache, nausea, and rashes. More severe cases may include vision loss and numbness. 32 Ohio counties have tested positive for the virus in mosquitoes this summer, though only 2 cases in humans have been reported.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A longtime city council member is hoping to win another term in office. Glenn Teeger has served on the Moorhead City Council for 11 years and works in the Rowan County School District. He recently spoke with the Moorhead New Cities Group and says he wants to continue to focus on tourism in the city and in the county.
I think we've got one of the best natural resources in many counties in the state. And I think we're still underusing it. We're getting there. I mean, I can't wait for all the splash pad to open and connect kayaks to step on that river right in our downtown. I think that's going to be beautiful. That's taken a lot of work, a lot of time, not as fast as we would like to have it to happen, but we're getting there.
Teeger says he also is pushing for the creation of a new comprehensive plan for the city, since the old one is more than 2 decades old. Other city council candidates include Tom Carew, Mike Cash, Beth Ousley, Paul Hitchcock, David Perkins, and Melissa Patrick. Election day is November 6th.
The Carter County Fair is right around the corner. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Starting with a beauty pageant and ending with a demolition derby, the Olive Hill Times reports the fair will begin Sunday, August 5th. The week-long event will also feature attractions from Casey's Rides, as well as a wide array of competitive events. Those will include the judging of baked goods, vegetables, art, quilts, crocheting, and livestock, with some prizes including cash in addition to ribbons. New this year is an antique and craft mall, which can be seen from open to close during the week. Sponsorship opportunities remain available for the fair. Last year's event saw over 4,000 attendees. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear is co-hosting a national workshop on helping law enforcement handle sexual assault forensic kits that have not been submitted for testing. The two-day training session in Louisville this weekend will include the participation of 20 states. A release from the Attorney General's office says the focus will be on ensuring sexual assault evidence is tested and the cases are investigated and prosecuted. Beshear's office established its sexual assault cold case unit with a $3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. The AG's sexual assault cold case unit is hosting the event alongside the Saki training and technical assistance team. Several states are participating in the training sessions, including Virginia and West Virginia.
Kentucky is poised to receive more than $158 million for construction projects at its military bases. The John S. McCain 2019 National Defense Authorization Act authorizes $716 billion in federal spending. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell's office said it contains money for several projects in Kentucky. Kentucky's specific spending includes $32 million for a vehicle maintenance shop at Fort Campbell, $62.6 million for the Fort Campbell Middle School, and $26 million for a digital air-slash-ground integration range at Fort Knox. The bill also includes nearly $1 billion to destroy chemical agents and munitions, some of which will go to the Bluegrass Army Depot in Richmond. The bill has passed the House and Senate and now heads to President Donald Trump for his signature.
New data from the Legislative Ethics Commission shows state payments to outside contractors have doubled over the last 20 years, while the number of state workers has dropped by more than 9,000 people. Commission spokesman John Schaaf says outside spending hit a record over the last 2 years.
The state spent $4.2 billion on personal service contracts, memorandum of agreement, and tax incentives for filmmakers. So that's more than has ever been spent before in a two-year period.
The legislature's Government Contract Review Committee recently signed off on over $2 billion in state agreements in July, making it the largest one-month total ever approved. Some of the biggest beneficiaries include Nashville's Correct Care Solutions, which is set to receive $110 million to provide medical services at public and private corrections facilities, and Huron Consulting Services out of Chicago, which is in line for $50 million to provide healthcare consulting services for 2 years at the University of Kentucky.
Governor Matt Bevin is moving forward with an order doing away with a board that oversees workplace safety regulations and transferring the power to the state's labor secretary. WUKY's Josh James explains.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports the Bevin administration rejected a request by Democrats to reverse an executive order abolishing the independent 12-member Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board. House and Senate Democrats had argued the move endangers the health and safety of Kentucky workers, but Bevin's acting Labor Secretary David Dickerson said the order is part of the governor's bid to implement, quote, meaningful and reasonable reforms to the size and scope of state government, noting the board has only met 11 times since 2008. Democratic Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Andy Beshear has argued Bevin's order replaces the expertise of the board members, who represent various specialties, with the judgment of the labor secretary, who is chosen by the governor. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, mostly clear tonight with a low around 66 degrees. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Saturday night, mostly clear and lows around 68. At Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy and lows around 69. And on Monday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. In Moorhead right now, it's 86 degrees. Flemingsburg, 85. Lexington 85, Winchester 85, Inez 85, and in Ashland it's 88 degrees.
On our feature segment today, commentator John Modaff returns. Today he questions some of the changes we aren't making.
Chances are you're still on Facebook. Maybe you've stopped eating Papa John's pizza or watching Paramount TV or listening to Louis C.K., all because of admitted problems with propriety. But Facebook, for some reason, gets a pass. You're okay with Facebook, right? You're not bothered by the fact that Facebook bans content regularly, some of it as outrageous and lascivious as gospel singing and private financial information. Oh, that's good, right? But when Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook has no issue with Holocaust-denying content and would not ban it, no problem, you understand. Freedom of speech and all. But think about it for a minute. You support Facebook, you use it, you love it, you post, you read, you keep up, you enjoy. Facebook is woven into your life. So why dump it? Why cut the Facebook cord? Are you supposed to give up all the juicy deliciousness of it just because the owner is an anti-Semite? Come on, where's fair? It's up to you, of course. Will you overlook the excesses in deleting content while accepting the excess of allowing bald-faced historical denials? Yes, this line of argument has just gotten a bit extreme. After all, we don't stop reading books just because someone publishes nonsense about a moon landing. And we don't stop watching movies just because someone produces Mother while abusing Jennifer Lawrence. No, we compartmentalize, right? We can use media right. Just because others use it wrong doesn't mean we should be blocked from using it right, right? It is possible to use something responsibly that others used irresponsibly. Just watch how people drive, for example. But this recent Facebook crisis is maybe different. When you continue to use Facebook, despite the bigotry of its leader, you make him richer, more powerful, and stock losses notwithstanding, less accountable each passing day. When you support Mark, you support Mark's worldview, his lenses, his way of seeing, however juvenile and distorted they may be. Is this what you want? Though it's not quite the same, you staying on Facebook is like you wearing a t-shirt that says, "I dig Mark Zuckerberg and all of his wonderful perspectives." Do you? If so, keep on enjoying all of the wonderment of Facebook. Update your status, but please be sure to add unconcerned about anti-Semitism to your profile. I'm John Modaff.
Dr. John Modaff is a professor of speech at Morehead State University. It's 447 and 86 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jacob Lindberg, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Friday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
The Reds are 0-1. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Reds continue their four-game series in D.C. tonight, sending right-hander Anthony DeSclafani to the mound to face off against Nationals lefty Gio Gonzalez. DeSclafani is being put in place of Tyler Molly after Molly's unsatisfactory performance during the Red Legs' 10-4 loss yesterday to the Nationals during the first game of the series. Reds manager Jim Riggleman spoke to Fox Sports Ohio. He says Molly is limited in terms of his pitching ability.
He's just struggling, you know. He's really kind of toying with his delivery and where he's standing on the rubber. I think he's thinking about a lot of things, and just a couple of his quality pitches have gotten away from him a little bit. He's pretty much going out there with just a fastball and not really locating that. So there's reason for concern.
DeSclafani looks to rebound from a tough last outing against the Phillies that saw him give up 3 earned runs over 4 1/3 innings. Reds batters will face a pitcher in Gonzalez, who surrendered only 1 run in 7 innings in his most recent start against the Miami Marlins. Cincinnati needs to notch a win tonight to snap its 3-game losing streak. First pitch is at 7:05. The Vikings head to Montgomery County tomorrow for their first team scrimmage of the 2018 season. Rowland's football team has been holding weekday practices for nearly a month to prepare for the new year. Coach Kelly Ford says his players are itching to face off with new opponents.
The kids, they get tired of beating up on each other, so you get to go against somebody else, and kind of the first one will be a controlled scrimmage. So it's going to be us versus Montgomery and Grant County. So we're going to be in a three-hour block, and coaches will be on the field still coaching just like practice.
The Vikings were 3-8 on the 2017 season. Ford hopes to see a big improvement on the field this year. Kentucky head coach Mark Stoops has announced linebacker Josh Pascal's skin lesions on his foot came back as malignant melanoma. An emotional Stoops made the announcement during the program's media day this morning.
I'm sorry to say that those came back as a malignant melanoma. So since those results came back, Josh had another procedure this past Wednesday, and we're waiting for those results to come back.
According to WKYT, Pascal underwent a procedure Wednesday, and they are awaiting more results. The freshman played in all of Kentucky's 13 games, including one start. He was credited for 17 tackles, including 4.5 for loss. He also has 3.5 sacks and a blocked kick. He played high school in Maryland. Stoops also announced offensive line coach John Schlarman is also battling health issues, but he will continue coaching. Clemson has agreed to a 10-year extension with Nike to keep outfitting Tiger athletes through 2028. The deal, valued at $58 million, was announced today by Clemson Athletic Director Dan Radakovich. The agreement extends the partnership with Nike, which began in 2002. Clemson says the new deal doubles the value of its previous pact with Nike and will include yearly payments of $400,000. Clemson's royalty rate for co-branded Clemson Nike products also increases from 11% to 14%. North Carolina State coach Dan Doran says USC transfer tight end Kerry Angeline will be able to play after sitting out the first three games. Angeline redshirted in 2016 and then left the Trojans roughly a month into last season. During the Atlantic Coast Conference preseason media days, Doran said Angeline appeared in USC's first two games, then dressed for the third but didn't play. He said the school was seeking a waiver from the NCAA for Angeline to sit only two games out. Doran said after Friday's opening practice that Angeline would have to sit out three games, clearing him to make his Wolfpack debut against Marshall on September 22nd. The NFL Players Association's Political Action Committee has begun doling out donations for the midterm elections, including offering $5,000 each to two ex-players running for Congress. Former Cowboys linebacker Colin Allred and Anthony Gonzalez, an ex-Indianapolis Colts receiver. The Pro Bowl is headed back to Orlando, Florida. The NFL announced today that the All-Star Game will be played January 27th at Camping World Stadium. It will be televised on ESPN. Tickets go on sale in the fall. The Morehead State women's soccer team hit the practice field last night in preparation for its first scrimmage of the season. They go on the road to face Marshall in an exhibition match on August 9th. Eagles head coach Warren Lipka says he believes the experience his 10 returning players were able to garner during the offseason will pay dividends during the year.
Our offseason is a lot different than, you know, say football and that. Our kids go out and play. It's almost similar to baseball. They go out and play in their leagues and all over. We had five kids out in Seattle. We had three in Indianapolis, a few in Ohio, a couple in Virginia. They sound like they all had a great experience playing, and they were healthy. And that's the main thing, having them come into camp healthy. You know, now it's just wait and see when we get them here and see where we're going to start from.
The team is looking to turn things around coming off a 3-13 record last season. They begin regular season play at Akron on Friday, August 17th at 7 p.m. And lastly in sports, Glenn Jacobs went by the name Kane in the WWE, but now the 6'8", 300-pound Republican has the title of Knox County Mayor. Jacobs runs an insurance and real estate company and was leading Democrat Linda Haney by a large margin, with most of the votes counted yesterday. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Eagles soccer and football season tickets are now available. Soccer has 7 home games, including their home opener with Ball State on August 26th. Football has 6 home games and hosting Mount St. Joseph on September 8th. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Jones Industrials rose, led by gains in Apple and IBM, as investors poured through newly proposed tariffs on U.S. goods by China, as well as fresh jobs data. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 136.42 at 25,462.58. The S&P 500 was up 13.13 at 2840.35, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 9.33 at 7812.02. And, of course, Apple today up 0.3%, adding to its market cap of more than $1 trillion. And, of course, the tech giant reached this milestone for the first time yesterday as investors cheered strong quarterly results released earlier this week. And, of course, this is the first time in history that a U.S. company has had a market cap of over $1 trillion. The Dow also helped today by IBM, which was up more than 3%. The three major indexes closed higher for the week, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rising 0.8% and 1% respectively. The Dow Industrials rose just 0.04% this week, and the S&P 500 and Dow Jones also posted their fifth straight weekly gain. China said today it will slap tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods, with charges ranging from 5 to 25%. Many of the goods are agricultural-related, with others on various metals and chemicals. And, of course, this action would be in response to increasingly protectionist policies taken by the U.S. on trade. In economic news, the U.S. economy added 157,000 jobs last month, according to the Labor Department. Economists polled going into the report expected a gain of 190,000. In the commodities markets today, oil was down 0.5%, finishing at $68.60 a barrel, while gold was up 0.2% at $1,222.10 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Nikkei up just under 0.1%, and the Shanghai Composite down 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were IBM and Pfizer, while the worst performers were Boeing and United Technologies. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Dish Network and Take-Two Interactive, while the worst performers were Stericycle and Noble Energy. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 5 cents at $84.94, CSX up 17 cents at $71.25, AEP up 70 cents at $71.19, AK Steel up 7 cents at $4.49, Marathon Petroleum down 65 cents at $79.08, and Kroger was up 18 cents, finishing at $29.92. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Taking one last look at your weather forecast, mostly clear tonight with low around 66 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 88. Tomorrow night mostly clear and lows around 68 degrees. On Sunday mostly sunny with highs near 88. And Sunday night partly cloudy with a low around 69 degrees. It's currently 86 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Logan Pemberton, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Cody Robinson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke and our feature segment came today from Moorhead State University's own John Modaff. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202 VH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.